USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 52,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Many officials believe the worst is yet to come, but some states are now beginning to ease restrictions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We are working on strategies that I will announce on Monday about the extent to which Texas can begin to open business, and we're doing so based upon the advice of the four medical doctors that we have working on this project.
A federal judge has ruled the government has violated protections for migrant children during the pandemic. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School.
It's a really dire situation by the migrants that led to this ruling. Not only do you have them full of kids who don't have their parents with them, but you have the spread of the COVID virus throughout the facilities. So there's really no way to wait until later, given the dire situation. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.